Andrea Cao is a relatively new California FFA member, but not new to the world of business. At the age of 15, she's already launched a $1 million business, and we're going to find out how in just a bit. But first, let's have a chat with her. Andrea, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Well, to get started, tell us a bit about where you grew up and your background, and of course, how you were first introduced to the FFA organization.
Yeah, for sure. I am from San Luis Obispo, California. Born here and grew up here my whole life. And I'm in love with this community. It's so awesome. I first got started with FFA when I joined Slo High, and I heard about the ag program. And so I signed up for all ag classes because that's totally, you know, my background. I love ag, love horses. So I signed up for ag classes. And ever since then, I've been involved with FFA on teams and doing speaking competitions and the vet science team. And I've done Novice Parley Pro with our Slo FFA chapter.
Now, Andrea, you're being highlighted in the summer edition of FFA's New Horizon magazine, which is out now. You're talking about your appearance on the ABC series Shark Tank, where you pitched the idea for a product that you created at the age of just 13. Now, before we talk about the experience on the show, explain to us what the product is and what sparked the inspiration to create it.
Yeah, for sure. Q-Flex is a personal acupressure system, and it's designed to help you apply acupressure to sore and knotted muscles for fast pain relief. Q-Flex is a purple wand. It kind of looks like a question mark, and it's basically a hook that you can use on your feet, on your back, shoulders, neck. It has a tip that allows you to apply a deep tissue massage onto the muscle. So it's basically all manual, no batteries. It's just powered by yourself. It's pretty simple. The idea came about when my mom, she being an RN, would have to come home from 12-hour shifts on her feet every single day. And when she came home, she would feel so sore that she could barely move sometimes. And so she would come to me and ask me to massage her back for her. And at first I was like, okay, but I got a little bit tired of that after a while because I had, you know, lots of other stuff to do. So I started looking for something that she could use herself. I looked on the market and there wasn't anything. And I'm like, you know what? Other people may be having this same problem. So kind of just as a joke, I'm like, oh, why don't I create something myself? That kind of turned into a serious idea when I started drawing up plans. And I looked at it. I'm like, wait, this is actually a pretty good idea. This could actually be a real product. And my mom, prior to this, was an engineer. And so she helped me to develop a prototype and then a product. We actually started out by testing lots of different materials and kind of plastic blends and metal and wood and all that, just lots of trial and error. And we finally found a special plastic blend that allowed for enough flex. And that's kind of the highlight of our product. It's Q-Flex because it's flexible and that allows it to be a lot more effective. And so we found kind of that right balance, that sweet spot with the plastic blend, and that's kind of how we made that material. After that, it just kind of took off. I started selling door to door, very, very small, little sales. But after Shark Tank, it kind of blew up.
So you auditioned and were selected to appear on Shark Tank. Tell us about that experience, of course, going to LA, filming the show and meeting the sharks, and if they made you an offer or not.
Shark Tank was a crazy experience. It's something that I'm never, ever going to forget. The audition process was very long, and it was kind of like, okay, I mean, I'm auditioning, and I sure hope I'm going to get on, but if not, that's okay, because there are a lot of people. It ended up being 100,000 people auditioning for that season, and around 100 people got to film, and even less got to go on air. So I was fortunate enough to make it and be one of the people who actually got on air. So I went to the Sony production set and filmed in front of the sharks. It was very nerve-wracking, but super fun. The sharks were so nice. It was just such an amazing experience. I ended up getting a deal with both Mark Cuban and Barbara Corcoran. They now own 25% of my company, and it's been an amazing journey ever since.
That episode aired in December of 2014, and the offers, I understand, immediately started rolling in. Before long, what started as a door-to-door enterprise amassed over $1.3 million in sales. How has the company and your role changed since getting that nationwide exposure?
Yeah, well, before it was kind of, it wasn't even a company before Shark Tank. It was just me, a little girl, going door to door, hoping that she can sell one or two, you know, daily. And after Shark Tank, it turned into an operation. It was a huge company. We had to hire many, many people, especially during that busy Christmas season and during that initial airing. And it was crazy because I never imagined that my small door-to-door backyard business would turn into a huge company with employees and with manufacturing and warehouses. It kind of just blew up.
So after Shark Tank, back to school, how did your classmates now react?
I didn't really know that a lot of people would know when it aired, but surprisingly, the next day at school, after the weekend it aired, I went to school and everybody was like, oh my gosh, I saw you. My parents saw you. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you were on Shark Tank. And then all of the teachers like played it in their classrooms for the students. Like it was announced. It was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not used to this.
So Andrea, where can our listeners find out more about QFlex or even buy their own?
Yeah, so you can go to our website, getqflex.com, and you'll find informational like how-to videos, you'll find our blog, and you'll find our product that you can purchase.
So what's in the future for you? More product development, college, hopefully, of course, more FFA?
So in the future, I mean, I'm really passionate about horses and especially horse training. And so definitely after college, I really plan to go to the Clinician Academy that's hosted by Clinton Anderson. I hope to be a certified or professional clinician. And I want to maybe go to Stanford University, UC Davis. Those are all, you know, top choices from college. I really am not sure yet, but I know I'm getting there.
Well, Andrea, finally, in closing, what advice would you give to other FFA members or anyone else considering becoming a member about chasing their dreams or seeing a challenge through?
What I would say is just keep the hustle going. I mean, what sets a good entrepreneur and successful entrepreneur apart from an entrepreneur that ends up backing out or maybe not even following through with their business, it's really the hustle and the drive that you take to get your product somewhere or to get your idea somewhere. Because without that hustle, without that drive, it's just an idea. But it takes a special person and it takes a lot of passion to take your idea and make it something big. I love a quote. I don't know who wrote it, but it's like, a river cuts through rock not because of its power, but because of its persistence. And so even if you fail once, twice, three times, take that failure and turn it into a lesson. Learn from it and be better next time. Come back with more innovation. Come back with a better pitch, a better strategy, and just never stop hustling.
Well, Andrea, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Again, that's Andrea Cao, certainly making waves with her invention.